Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will give you numerous descendants. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer will your name be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, because I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you extremely fruitful, and I will make nations from you, and kings will come from you. I establish my covenant between me and you, and your descendants after you, throughout their generations, as an everlasting covenant. I will be your God, and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land where you are now a foreigner, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant that you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you will be circumcised. You must circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. Throughout your generations, every male will be circumcised when he is 8 days old, including everyone born in your household, even any foreigner bought with money who is not of your offspring. Whether one is born in your house or purchased with money, they must be circumcised. So shall my covenant be marked in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Then God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but her name shall be Sarah. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face, laughed, and said in his heart, Will a child be born to him that is 100 years old? Will Sarah, who is 90 years old, give birth? Then Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But God said, No, Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Now as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Look, I will bless him too, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He will be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this set time next year. When he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Then Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's household, and he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin that very same day, just as God told him to do. And Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13. When he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day, Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised. And all the men of his household, those born in the house and those bought with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him.